Vivid, bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Hello, sanibonane emakhaya. Igama nginosipho Simelane, imvombi yaseSwatini. This is the fifth edition of Rights on Cue, and we are bringing the vibe, the glitz, the glamour, and everything in between. Ngifuna nihlale phasi, sip your tea and get ready, because namuhla, we are honoring the legends of the Eastern Cape. In this episode, we are diving into stories of two icons, Dr. John Kani and Dr. Jerry Mofokeng wa Makgetha. But it doesn't stop there. We are not just celebrating legendary people. We've got iconic shows, historic venues, indigenous plants, and healing. And there's still so much more to come. So, hlalanathi.
Uzongaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
I-National Arts Festival iyayichubeka iyigcamise imakhanda. And one of the key highlights, the Literature Festival, recently held its opening on the 27th of June. Q-Radio's reporter Mila Madlingozi was on the ground to capture the magic. In this special feature, she speaks with two iconic figures in the South African storytelling industry, legendary actor Dr. Jerry Mofokeng wa Makgetha and the renowned Dr. John Kani. Together, they reflect on the power and purpose of storytelling, the evolving literary landscape in the country, and the importance of making literature available in our home languages. For mina, isiSwati.
Everything you write is an honest expression of your inner thoughts and inner feelings. It's something you feel it needs to come out and be shared. And I always say, you don't like it, I'm 82 years, I don't care. It's what I want to say. So that is it. And television gives us the broader audience because we can move into your private space. Movie gives you the global information where now there are a lot of other world and countries know about it. But it's us talking about issues that we feel are important to make sure that the next generation is not far behind.
I'm a lover of radio drama. The theater of the mind. The beauty of radio drama is that when you listen to that play, the baggage that you bring to that play determines the colors, the characters, the landscape. It makes you more of a participant than film. The theater of the mind.
On the 29th, the masterclass continues from the hour 2 to 3:30 at Amazwi Museum. Tomorrow, from 10 to 11, masterclass on advanced acting will be taking place, and then the second session will take place from 2 to 3:30. You do not want to miss this.
That was Mila Madlingozi with Dr. Jerry Mofokeng wa Makgetha and Dr. John Kani, emphasizing the need to engage in conversations about issues that matter so that we can keep up with the times and sharing the values of radio, something, Tina, we can describe as the theater of the mind.
Mark this out to the National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Njengoba sasichubeka siya emculweni, Siphesihle Koni and Elihle Hange went to have a conversation with Annelisa Analyzer Stearman, a genre-defying Xhosa vocalist who infuses throat singing, Xhosa chant and spoken words with operatic improvisation. Through her sound, she tells us stories of her ancestors and her lineage.
The Eastern Cape is full of talent that is different, vibrant, and rare. One such talent is of Annelisa Analyzer Stearman, a genre-defying Xhosa vocalist and storyteller from this beautiful province.
Analyzer, bro, like, I've been introduced to so many genres, yabo, in my life. Choral music, opera, isiNtu, ukungqunga, ukungqokola. And then I got introduced to hip-hop by my brother from listening to it. Then at Durban, kulapho ndaba analyzer khona, because I was Anelisa Stirmanje all the way when I was a performer at Eastern Cape. When I got to Durban, this guy, one was Gamalam, by Gamalam, let him know Anelisa. What I mean, man, you gotta have something cool, bro. That's how I don't know what, but when I listen to your music, I always analyze stuff. I hear this type of music, I hear Afro jazz, I hear what's, yeah, maybe you should just be analyzer, man. Then I took it there, yeah, shout out to that guy. Then I took it as analyzer, because lots of people look Dalabin Buzguti, how to create your music, because I feel this and this and this. So analyzer came about that. And then I spell it as A-N-N-A-L-Y-Z-E-R. Izulam carries my story, my lineage, my memory, my sacrifices. It carries who I am and what people don't know about me, actually. Abantu thought that they know me. They know me through all these different projects. Actually, they don't. Ilizulam is just the beginning of just showing people what it actually is. So this is what it carries, my memory and my lineage.
With her spectacular talent of storytelling, she brings a voice that carries hope, knowledge and healing, and the story of her lineage.
That was Analyzer Stirman, and you are still tuned in to Q Radio. You can enjoy a wonderfully creative gallery of artworks while enjoying a perfect cappuccino in an old world setting at the Layers and Lights exhibition of Echo Prince, showing at the Old Jail in Somerset Street. Reporter Stephen Lang asked the artist Ingrid Schudel exactly what an Echo Print is, guys.
Echo prints are created by working with plants, plant material, lichens, leaves, etc., etc., sort of rolling them up in a bundle and dunking them in a bath of dye. Dye also created by other natural botanicals. And I discovered quite accidentally, actually, that you can, if you put light behind them, it enhances the work amazingly, particularly because of the way that they are rolled up in a bundle. They've actually got two different sides, and when you put a light behind them, you see the kind of 3D effect of the leaves on the one side and the leaves on the other side. So it gives an amazing effect, that seeing the two layers, which is why I've called the exhibition Layers and Light. So there's the layering of the material, but also then the layering that you see through shining a light through them.
What kind of plants do you have?
So I've used a lot of indigenous plants. It's my passion to try and find South African plants that can be used in dyeing. But I learned how to do the process in Australia. So I also have a lot of gum leaves. Particularly because they're incredible. You can always count on them to give you good color. But the South African plants I've got are rus and proteas and various lichens, old man's beard, bohemia. Those are some of the go-tos that I will always know will give me a good result.
I've noticed that the flowers that you have on exhibition here, they're all kind of vertical. Is that intentional, or what's behind that?
That's the nature of the process. Because of the rolling, you roll it up in a bundle. So you're limited by the size of your pot as well. So if you wanted a long, more of a landscape effect, you'd need a bigger pot. Yeah, they get rolled around. It's also the length of the metal that you can find. I work all with found metals, So I've got old rusty bits of iron that I roll it up in. And so it also depends on what I find in the bush.
Are these works on exhibition or are they for sale as well?
They're both exhibition and for sale. Yes, it's the first time I've exhibited them, but I've become a bit obsessive. So I just keep on making more and more because they're all so unique. And each one a wonderful surprise that I can't stop. So if I want to keep going, I have to make space in my house. So yes, they are for sale as well.
That was Ingrid Schudel, the artist behind the Layers and Lights exhibition showing at Old Jail, as she was talking abe khuluma kamnandi no Mr. Stephen Lang.
The Magnus Altman National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Moving into theatre, Rhodes University alumnus Aviwe Dyanti brings us The Weight of Silence, a powerful one-person play that delves into the psychological torments of a former leader confronting his past, grappling with the ramifications of his past actions, including addiction, corruption, and the abuse of power. Asasimuve kuthi uthini.
Honestly, le show okanye this story asiqala ngakulo nyaka, siqale right after me production andiyenze ku YDS, but unfortunately zange ilenoke ibe successful ilenoka I application yam ku NEF. Then I waited, but ke ukuba izinto zenzekayo kwi country yethu right now ziye za influence, because musikukhona commission ezikhoyo ezenziwayo apho ileaders zethu kanye abantu abakwi power abaxoxayo amatyala, but asde sibone abantu ababanjwayo. But nayo shame i-influensile loo nto into ezenzekayo abakukhandle right now. Yes, ukuba uyiqwalasele iposta ngumntu lowana, but akukho ubuso, meaning that we are not sure ukuba nguye nalo wa. Umzekelo, andinokuthi uba nguAviwe lowa ukorrupte i-society yethu okanye ngukamvelile. So nina yibeka black, otherwise yena ngumntu oyibambileyo inyaniso, akafuni uyithetha, because once athethe yakube kanti ulahlekelwa yipower yakhe okanye ulahlekelwa ifamily yakhe, ezono zinjalo.
So like ngale opportunity uputa ninike yona, like ndiziva like umzekelo from noba ndinike ngubhuti ne, like ndiziva kamnandi yabo, because inantsikeni iacting ndiyayithanda yabo. So loo nto le indiyenz uba abantu abaninzi mabandibone ba no nam ndiyaacta. So ndiziva kakhulu, ndiziva kamnandi kakhulu. Into ndinqonelayo kulo nyaka kuzayo ndinqonela ufunda, just because yabo ndiyaupgrade upha igadra. So ndinqonelaufunda uba kube ibivasithi yabo sizokwenza idrama yabo, ndizokwazi ufundisa abantu abaninzi ngetheatre, ukubaluleka kwetheatre, because once sibe setheatre siyafundisa. Umzekelo kule play The Weight of Silence most it's about i-corruption. So siya expose apha ba umzekelo abantu xa benepower bayangxola yabo, into ezinjalo. So yeah,
ndiyakwazi uacta etivini as umntu ongutsotsi, and then abantwana bayifunde wrong as if uba laa mntu ungutsotsi urayit. Kulena isho ndifuna abantu babone ukuba i-corruption okanye i-misuse of ilenoka i-power yakho ayikho rayithi. Loo nto umzekelo, it's not only about kwi-political world, but ke nasekwifamily. If ndim onemali, ndim i-breadwinner, ndim onepower, but ayithethi kuloo nto uba mandibaphathe kakubi nabanye abantu just because I'm in power, okuba ndim owenzayo isona. So I'm hoping abantu abazobukela bazawubona ukuba i-power okanye when you get to a stage soba ube kwi-power, uyisebenzisa i-power yakho with kindness and love.
Justice demands accountability. In light of the severity of your crimes and the overwhelming evidence against you, I hereby sentence you both to death. May this sentence serve as a measure of justice for the victims and a warning to those who would follow in your footsteps. May the weight of silence that once protected you now weigh heavily on your conscience. Reminder of the lives you've destroyed and the justice you faced.
That was a snippet from the show. If you want to see The Weight of Silence in full, which I want to see, it is screening at the Masonic Front. Bengicela ungayigeji.
Uzongaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
The National Arts Festival is nothing short of an experience. Ngazengutshele nyalo kuningi lesingakhuluma ngako njengoba tihlelo tihlela indlela basho kanjalo baseSwatini. However, festival goers are often confused as to where the location of these artistic performances are. Bavu babona amagama langa understandeki nje ukuthi seyini ke lemfo lena. iDix, iMasonic Front, EPJs. Our reporters, Thokozani Mthembu and Senkosi Sgulugulu, bring us just a little fun, a little comedic, a little juicy bit about letindzawo leti lesingaunderstandi ukuthi tikuphi, guys. Yeah.
TK, have you ever noticed how no one actually knows where they're going during the National Arts Festival?
Like, someone will tell you, meet me at the Masonic Front.
And you're like, cool, but where's that? Is that like a secret society okanye?
Or like a Marvel villain? Like, should I bring a cape or something?
Oh. And then there's Olive Schreiner.
That's not a venue. That's someone's great aunt. Where's the show?
Just behind Olive Schreiner.
Ma'am, I don't even know Olive personally.
Then you've got places like the B2 Arena.
The B2 Arena? That sounds like a vitamin. Like, I'm feeling tired. I think I need to go get some B2.
Dude, what's next? C3PO Theater and the PJs.
That's a venue? But every time I see it on a schedule, I think someone's just really excited to take a nap.
Like tonight, ne? I'm seeing Panic in the Disco at PJs. Comfortable, right?
Don't forget about dicks. I won't even explain that one because you already laughed.
The thing is, these venues sound like code names for a really bad spy movie.
Like, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to locate Glenley Hall.
Guys, where is Glenley Hall?
Honestly though, half of the festival is just walking around pretending you know where these things are.
Oh yes, of course, the Olive Schreiner, naturally. Just past the Albany Natural Science Museum, next to the place that smells like Ichakalaka.
Ichakalaka. We don't question it.
We just followed the purple signs and hope for the best.
And those were our reporters from Q Radio, tickling our funny bones while giving us a rundown of the venues. Kahle kahle akuphi lama venues lawa that are used for this National Arts Festival. You can always find it on the National Arts Festival page at nationalartsfestival.co.za.
The night is out in the National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Hi guys, lilanga selivela ngasentshonalanga sikhathi sesiyasiphelela. Kepha kuningi lesikhulume ngako on this episode. Siqalele tulu sakhuluma about the legends of the Eastern Cape. Sakhuluma about Dr. John Kani na Dr. Jerry Mufukeng wa Makgetha. Sabuya sa analyze no Annelisa. Saqhubeka futhi kuthi nina nanibukele ama shows ningalahleki nati kuthi niyapi kulama venues lawa kepha njengoba ngibuva lobuhlungu lobu sikhathi sesiyasiphelela. Remember though, you can find us at 5:30 p.m. and we repeat at 9:30 a.m. on iono.fm.
Vivid, bold, and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Lenkqubo niphathelwe nguNosipho Simelane, ziyaqulunqwa nguThokozani Mthembu ekunye neqela leQ Radio.